When it comes to men's sexual health, testosterone has to do with everything from heart health to brain health, from weight to sex drive. And it naturally drops over time. But there are surprising ways you can optimize your body to slow the decline and even increase your testosterone. That's ahead on Gimme an E! I'm Dr. Rachel, and this is Gimme an E, the show that helps you get hard so that you can breathe easy. Food, supplements, exercises, the latest and greatest technology. If it helps you get up, I'm going to talk about it. It's about elevating your manhood. It's about electrifying your sex life.
It's alive!
One letter, one voice, shout it out. Give me an E! You know, as we age and get better with time, right? This thing called testosterone decreases every year, right? So what can we be doing in the natural space to boost it? What can you be doing when you find out it's low or that it's always been low? Having worked with some elite athletes, this is something that they actually encounter more than you would know. So those guys you see at the gym who are pounding it hard, and and they go outside and they get in their big trucks and they seem fueled with testosterone. Oftentimes, it's the exact opposite, believe it or not. And a lot of them are struggling with low testosterone. So we'll talk about testosterone from that space, as in what can you be doing on a day-to-day basis to minimize it, but also what are some of the things that we haven't talked about that you can do that have been shown clinically and scientifically to boost testosterone levels. So when you come away with today, from today, and we can call it a lecture, we call it a talk, we can call it a chat, we can call it a live, but when you come with it from away with today, so I want you to have some working things that you can take back to your day-to-day life that you can share with your friends and family that can actually change and improve that testosterone parameter. Sure, we talk about high-intensity interval training to boost testosterone. We talk about getting the right amount of sleep to boost testosterone. But I also wanted to talk to you about a little bit more than that, because it's not just get more sleep, because also studies have shown that if you get too much sleep, your testosterone levels are low. So I don't want to be up here telling you, you want to get more sleep. And you're like, yeah, doc, I'm sleeping 12 hours a night and my testosterone levels have gotten even lower. Well, sure, because you're sleeping too much. So let's kind of go through and systematically talk about some of the stuff that, you know, that you may have questions about, but that you also need to know when it comes to your own testosterone levels. So, you know, testosterone, like women and men are a little different in that, you know, women, we hit this space and all of a sudden it's menopause. You know, it just seems like estrogen levels just decline abruptly. In gentlemen, what we find is that over time, testosterone is gradually decreasing 1-2% a year, you know, after the age of 25. So what can we do to first identify it as potentially being an issue? So this can be associated with poor mood. Just being in a funk all the time, very easily agitated, you know, noticing you're trying to get someone pregnant and having a hard time. You might not be producing the sperm at the rate or the motility that you should. Sex drive, you know, your sex drive might be a little off. You might just not crave it, could live without it, never really want it. Bone health. Sometimes guys will start to notice, you know, a broken foot bone that, you know, you're like, dang, I really wasn't doing anything. How did I break my foot? Muscle mass, having trouble building muscle or losing muscle at a rapid rate. You know, of course, getting that abdominal area that we talked about, you know, kind of like, you know, we call it a dad bod or a beer belly or whatever. But actually, that abdominal area and abdominal fat is associated with lower levels of testosterone. Then one thing that we don't talk enough about is too being anemic, having lower hemoglobin concentration, or red blood cells aren't being produced at the same rate because the testosterone levels are low. So what I realized is that we naturally associate testosterone with sex. But testosterone, when it comes to men's health, has to do with everything from heart health to brain health to muscle health to weight health to sex drive. You know, all of that is part of it. So it's kind of the essential maleness hormone. You might notice that you're having trouble sleeping, been really tired lately. Your physical performance is declining. You know, you can't exercise the way you used to. You know, you're not having as much impact when you get into the gym. You know, just kind of feeling blasé. So all of that can be associated with low testosterone. So in gentlemen, it may not be a rapid decline in sex hormones. Like we see in women, it seems like more of a continuous slow decline. And so one thing I want to reiterate, yes, getting an exercise regimen on board can improve testosterone levels, but you should not overdo it. You don't want to exercise too much. Too much exercise without sufficient recovery can actually decrease testosterone levels. And there's actually something called overtraining syndrome. I don't know if you've ever heard of overtraining syndrome or exercise hypogonadal male condition. Those are all syndromes that are related to, you have low testosterone, but it's related to overdoing it at the gym. Now, you know, ladies can relate to this, or men who like men can relate to this, because we always tend to think that the muscle head at the gym, right? The guy who's, we always stereotypically think that he's got the smallest, you know, thing. You know, he's got the smallest D. And when we look at the data associated with over-exercising and overtraining, there seems to be a correlation there. And this article right here that I want to share with you, for those of you who really kind of want to dive into this a little bit and really want to know more about it, it's called Hypogonadism in Exercising Males, Dysfunction or Adaptive Regulatory Adjustment. So basically, the question that's posed in this article is, we're seeing these exercising guys who are overdoing it at the gym, or, you know, over-exercising. We're seeing them with low testosterone. Is it a dysfunction or is it an adaptive? Are they adapting to something because of this? And what's really, really interesting when you really start to dive into this topic is that the more the guy exercises. So let me put this visual up here so you can just kind of see. This is from the article too. So if you see this mechanism here, so exercise and training, overdoing it. So I don't want you to think this is regular exercising and training, but just doing more than your body can handle tends to decrease testosterone, which is leading to hypogonadism, which is basically saying now the testicles aren't making as much testosterone. And in some guys, we'll see it recover. You know, so maybe they were just training for something and now they've recovered, they've stopped, they've recovered, and they've let their body rest, and we see it come back up and it adapts, comes back up. Or does it adapt and become chronic, or does it become a dysfunction, right? So this is why it's really important that you stay in your lane when it comes to exercising. Now, I'll tell you, the hardest gentlemen for me as a physician to treat are my bicyclists, the one that bicycles across country all, you know, 7 days a week, you know, because it's two things. One, their testosterone is low, but two, that bike seat has been injuring nerves throughout the day, but also those professional level athletes who've been training so hard for years. And as a result of it, their bodies have stopped making as much testosterone. And we've seen this a lot when it comes to women. You know, we've known for years that for women, if you exercise too much, you'll decrease body fat. You know, your periods will go away. It'll decrease fertility. You know, all of that, everything. But we also see a similar syndrome when it comes to men. So finding your sweet spot when it comes to exercise is really important. So the first thing to boost your testosterone levels is, please don't exercise too damn much. Okay. So a little over 2 years ago, I introduced the world to my E-Function smoothie recipes. The results were phenomenal. I took clinically proven ingredients and created delicious smoothies designed to help revolutionize men's sexual health. The Dr. Rachel Institute was founded upon the principle of keeping families together. And the idea that I could help do that just by putting these smoothie recipes into the lives of men around the world was just beyond my comprehension. As a matter of fact, Dale just wrote me the other day to say, my wife and I have been using your eFunction smoothie recipes often. They're working. For me, this podcast is a new way for me to reach a whole new audience, and I want to make sure that you have access to this level of information. So I've got a special offer for you. You can get 25% of my eFunction Smoothie Recipe Book 2.0 with promo code GIVEMEANE, all one word. GIVEMEANE is the promo code. The link to buy my eFunction Smoothie Recipe Book is in the show notes. So I always like to think of you as part of my family and community. And what do? In a community? We share. So let me share what one of you wrote in about this journey. This next message is from Sean O, who messaged us on Instagram. Hi, thank you for sharing your advice. It's amazing. Love your YouTube. It has helped me so much in my new life. And we messaged back. We're so glad to hear that. What are some things that worked and that you tried? Sean writes, smoothies, pumping, external prostate massage, and he let me know that he lives in New Zealand. So I am so excited that this information is useful worldwide. Thank you for sharing. I want you to share. I want to know your journey. So reach out. The details are in the show notes. So then the next one is something that we talk about a lot. I'm going to continue to talk about two of the vitamins that we talk about here today because they contribute to this process so much and I cannot emphasize it enough. And that is that you want to optimize your vitamin D levels. You want to know where they are and you want them to hover between 60 and 70 for the average patient who does not have kidney disease. And for middle-aged men, I mean, this has been known for a long time. For middle-aged men, low vitamin D has been linked to low testosterone, and we've known it for years. There was a large study that looked at over 1,300 men and found that the higher their vitamin D levels were in the blood was positively related to higher levels of testosterone. And this is actually, when you look at it, I find that too many of you are taking vitamin D without taking it alongside vitamin K and without taking it alongside magnesium. You should not be taking vitamin D along with calcium. Too many of you are on that too. Calcium is not going to help anything. As a matter of fact, calcium can build up into our blood vessels and make your blood pressure go up, create heart disease, decrease erectile function, the whole thing. So if you're taking vitamin D because your vitamin D levels are low, it's not enough to just take vitamin D. You need to monitor it. What is it today? I'm starting my vitamin D. What is it in a few months? Is it going up? If not, where is that vitamin D going? You know, so you got to kind of watch this stuff because we know that optimized levels of vitamin D can help optimize the production of testosterone. There was a study in 2011 that was done where guys were given a high daily dose of vitamin D supplement. And they found that it increased their testosterone levels significantly. Now, of course, there's been some studies that show that vitamin D does not improve testosterone, but I'm a firm believer that vitamin D and testosterone go hand in hand. Some of these studies are really suggestive of the fact that men who are deficient or low in vitamin D, if they start taking vitamin D, get their vitamin D levels up, that can actually be the thing that fixes their low testosterone levels. So if you've been diagnosed with low testosterone levels or you feel like you have it, check your vitamin D levels. You know, the average doctor that's maybe Western trained that doesn't practice functional or holistic medicine, they may be happy with vitamin D being, you know, 15, 20, 25. Honestly, We feel as though in the functional medicine space that between 60 and 70 is more of the sweet spot that we want. And so for a lot of guys, it's between 3,000 to 5,000 in IUs of vitamin D per day, along with some magnesium and vitamin K. Because remember, vitamin D sitting in our system that can't be used properly can actually have a negative effect on the body by causing calcification of arteries and the cardiovascular system and all of that. That's why we want you to take it with vitamin K and magnesium, right? Another thing to think about is, okay, so yes, there are prescription ways to increase testosterone. What are some of the herbal or more natural ways to do it? And my two top testosterone boosting things, you know, that I've seen clinically make the big difference is one, fenugreek. Yes, this is the same stuff that, you know, women take when they're trying to increase breast milk production when they first had their baby. But fenugreek has been studied extensively in terms of boosting testosterone production. For example, there was an 8-week study. And, you know, it's a small study, about 49 men who are kind of athletes. They were taking 500 milligrams of fenugreek every day, and they found increased testosterone levels along with improved strength, improved body fat composition compared to the placebo group, right? There was a 12-week study that looked at 120 men, and they took about 600 milligrams of fenugreek too. And they too had increases in testosterone levels, sex drive compared to the control group. Now, I can quote studies that show that fenugreek improves, but there's also studies out there that shows that fenugreek has not. But fenugreek I have seen make a difference when it comes to men clinically with their testosterone levels. And what I also like about fenugreek is I find that if fenugreek is used, it can actually be one of those things that not just increases testosterone, but also the free part of it. Because you got, even if you get your testosterone levels up, if it's all bound up and not free, then you can't really use it. Or if it all turns into estrogen, well, you can't really use it. So it really is all about balance. And then, of course, you've seen a lot about ashwagandha. Well, ashwagandha is an adaptogen, and it comes from out of Ayurvedic medicine. And what an adaptogen is known to do is help decrease your body's stress response, right? So it helps you better manage stress. But there's also been a lot of clinical trials to show that ashwagandha can, in fact, increase testosterone levels. You'll see ashwagandha is used in men, it's used in women, it's used to help manage stress. It actually, I feel like, has become kind of a designer thing. You know, they're putting it in a lot of different supplements. But there is some really great data that ashwagandha can help with testosterone boosting. But for me clinically, fenugreek has been something that I've used more than the ashwagandha, and I've actually, you know, seen some great results with that. Another thing when we're talking about, you know, yeah, get as much sleep as possible, because when you sleep, your testosterone is being produced. Now I want to caution you, I do not want you to sleep too much. You don't want to sleep too much, and you don't want to sleep too little. There's also been studies that have found that men who sleep too much, that sleep over that 10 hour of sleep a night, they actually have a tendency to have low testosterone levels. So sleeping too little, so sleeping less than 6 hours a night, and sleeping too much have all been associated with low levels of testosterone. So find that sweet spot for you. Right? The other piece is, the other vitamin, supplement, mineral that I've got to talk about is magnesium. You know, we keep coming back to magnesium, but magnesium supplementation paired with resistance exercise may actually increase testosterone production in men. And there's been a couple studies, nothing that's worth mentioning here, but I feel as though, listen, you can't have the vitamin D work without the magnesium, right? And magnesium is involved in over 500 processes in the body, and it is intricately woven in this process of testosterone. So getting your magnesium up, optimizing it, whether it's through increasing it in your diet with pumpkin seeds, some spinach, some black beans, using the E-Function smoothie recipes, right? All of that can help optimize magnesium and can help your body produce more testosterone. The other part is, I hate to see underfueling. And so the gentleman who asked about his juice fast and increasing his testosterone production is technically going to underfuel himself. So what is underfueling? So underfueling is like you've decided to go on this low fat diet or some type of restrictive juice fast that's not going to give you enough calories or enough fat to make testosterone. It's called underfueling. And in 2021, there was a systematic review and meta-analysis of 9 studies. So it looked at over 206 participants, and they found that low-fat diets appear to really, really deplete testosterone levels in men. So when you may not know you're on a low-fat diet, but if you are focusing on just juice, you're on a low-fat diet. Where's the fat in the juice, right? So making sure that you're getting enough calories and that you're getting enough fat in your diet can increase testosterone levels. Because remember, testosterone is a steroid hormone that's built from a fat. And without cholesterol being present in your diet and in your body, testosterone, along with a bunch of other hormones, cannot be produced, right? So make sure that part of this process is making sure that you have enough fuel on board for your body to actually do what it needs to be. So those healthy nuts, seeds, olive oil, avocados, even the fatty fish types like the mackerel and the salmon. All of that can help improve the fuel that you need to actually make the testosterone. So I do another podcast where I have honest conversations about every topic in men's health. And I mean every topic. Nothing is off limits. And it's called Live Free, Go Hard. I want to share a clip from a recent episode I did with Master Lauren Johnson. So when someone comes to you, and that is their biggest piece, is that they're having trouble connecting with another person and having some erectile issues, so to speak, what's one of your first things that you try to open up for them in that space?
Thank you for such a well-put question. And I've got it right here. The tennis ball. Especially for men, they like to go to something physical. And I'm going to say too, because we'll just cut right to some techniques. None of this is medical or psychological advice. This is just what I do on myself. This is my own practice. So by watching and practicing, you agree to that. But the most vital acupoint on the body, in my opinion, as a licensed acupuncturist, certainly for men, is the perineum. Okay. In traditional tantra, there's a famous saying, if goddess wanted to hide the point of master awakening, she would put it in a place you not only wouldn't think to look for it, it would be culturally taboo. And that's the perineum. And then they have it in traditional tantra and the Tao. And so you'll see tantrikas sitting on their heel and kind of grinding, which is great. But I like the tennis ball. You just put it right on there and just for a few minutes a day, just grinding. And the idea of a reflexology point where you press it and it reflexes to other parts of the body. The perineum connects to your whole pelvic floor. Your kidneys are right there, which govern sexual energy. It connects to the brain. I mean, it just perfuses your whole energy system. And so, and then even just physically, the male G-spot is the prostate, and men have prostate issues and on. So I always try to just give people, here's one thing, boom, sit on a tennis ball. And usually they'll feel a benefit enough that then they'll be open to more of the practices.
If you want to listen to the full episode of Live Free, Go Hard and take a deep dive into your stiffness success path, you can find out more and sign up at members.drrachel.com or head over to the App Store and download the Dr. Rachel app. All right. And now this last one, some of you can do it and some of you can't. Some of you can go out in the backyard or on the balconies and take your drawers off and just let the sun hit the testicles, right? Some of you can't. And any of you who try it and someone else sees it or a neighbor sees it, you could get arrested. So there have been plenty of studies dating all the way back to the 1930s on the benefit of actually UV light on the testicles, right? But unfortunately, it's really hard to get that UV light on there. Then we got to worry about sun damage. We got to worry about skin cancer. Should you put sunblock on the balls? You know, all of that. But, you know, now they sell them. I mean, they're on Amazon everywhere you look, those infrared light devices. So they're actually now doing studies on how that infrared light can actually penetrate through, stimulate and increase the amount of Leydig cells that are there that can actually improve testosterone levels in the testicles. So now, when they've studied light on testicles and the test and sperm production and testosterone production, admittedly, most of the studies have been on animals. But we use animal models for pretty much the majority of our health models, right? So once they started to prove that if they had more UV light production levels on like ram testicles and different animals like that, then they started to say, well, let's see, maybe we can replicate some of this in men, you know, like human species. And so now there are a couple clinical trials that are going on where they're actually trying to demonstrate that infrared light can actually stimulate testicles to produce more testosterone. And in some of the early studies, particularly on the animal species, they found that when that sunlight, that UV light hit the testicles, that they could boost the production of testosterone on an average of 200%. So what I want you to do is, especially if you're experiencing low testosterone, Google, when we finish this, Google red light on the testicles or red light therapy for testosterone and see what comes up. Read some of the articles yourself and read some of the testimonials. You know, like if you're like me, you want to read a testimonial. You want to go into Quora or some other space where a gentleman has said, listen, I put that red light right there for 20 minutes a day and I got a major boost of testosterone production. So when it comes to low testosterone, I want you to think about it not just from the space of how can I increase it, but also from the space of is why is it so darn low in the first place? Am I sitting on those things too much? Do they need more air? Am I exposing myself to something on a daily basis that I shouldn't be? Am I maybe getting too many EMF rays and too much radiation from a lot of different things? How can I decrease that? Am I going to bed at night with my laptop on my testicles and falling asleep on it? Is my phone sitting by my testicles? You know, am I putting it in my pocket? Because listen, the studies are very clear that putting your cell phone, especially when your cell phone is on the 5G network or even on the Wi-Fi, that can actually impact testosterone production and your testicles. So really start to think of those as, you know, we call them family jewels for a reason, but think of them as your jewels. Forget the family. Think of them as your jewels. They're responsible for producing testosterone, and men with low testosterone are more predisposed to every chronic illness that we know of. So we've got to get those testosterone levels optimized, and you can do it naturally. But however you do it, it needs to be on the forefront of your brain to get those testosterone levels up, because you'll feel better and your health will follow. Thank you for listening to Gimme an E. Please subscribe so that you can get new episodes as soon as they're released. And take a moment to leave a 5-star review. Also, make sure that you subscribe to my email list so that you can get men's health-related topics delivered discreetly to your email, get discounts from the Dr. Rachel Institute, win prizes, and so much more. The details are in the show notes below. And if you want more from me, check me out on social media and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Until next week, live free and go hard.